This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Hamas has released another hostage video. This time it appears to show two men they've been holding since attacking Israel on October 7th. The video was shown tonight in Tel Aviv on Hostage Square, where family members and friends called on the Israeli government to reach a deal with Hamas to bring the hostages home. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Chants of "home now" rippled through the crowd after thousands of Israelis watched the hostage video on huge TV screens not far from Israel's defense ministry. Yuval Sagiv was there, holding up a sign for one of his wife's colleagues, American hostage Keith Siegel.
It's not a celebration, but it was a very optimistic moment to hear him today.
Another hostage, Omri Miran, was also seen in the video released by Hamas, and his father told the crowd that the Israeli government has been talking about the pressure Israel is exerting on Hamas, but it's been 7 months and the hostages are still there. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Residents of eastern Nebraska are starting the long task of rebuilding their lives after a series of tornadoes hit the region on Friday. Chris Franks of the National Weather Service says it was a terrible weather day.
80 tornado reports. Some of those are going to be end up being the same tornado reported multiple times.
Douglas County was the hardest hit area. Preliminary estimates indicate a tornado there had winds of at least 136 miles an hour. It left a path of destruction miles long and damaged hundreds of homes and businesses. The U.S. Coast Guard says it recently rescued 8 children from the Rio Grande along the Texas-Mexico border. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton has more.
In a statement released Friday, the Coast Guard says its Maritime Safety and Security team was patrolling an area near McAllen on the Rio Grande on Tuesday when they encountered a group attempting to cross the river. The statement goes on to say that one adult on board the raft was presumed to be a human smuggler. He jumped from the raft and began deflating it before fleeing back to the other side. Left on the sinking craft were 8 children, ranging from ages 6 to 13. All were rescued. No injuries were reported. The Coast Guard says the children were taken to a U.S. Customs and Border Protection facility. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
Survivors of sexual abuse are criticizing an appeals court ruling in New York on Friday that ordered a new trial for former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. The 72-year-old was convicted in 2020 of sexual assault. Actor Ashley Judd was one of the first people to speak out against Weinstein. She says she'll support anyone who agrees to testify again if he's retried.
I walk shoulder to shoulder with women with bloody knees. And if my sisters in New York who are eligible to prosecute Harvey Weinstein choose to do so again, you know, at great emotional cost, I will absolutely be with them.
Prosecutors in Manhattan, meanwhile, say they will retry the case against Weinstein. You're listening to NPR News. The Louvre Museum in Paris is planning to improve how visitors experience the Mona Lisa. NPR's Chloe Veltman reports.
The Louvre is by far the world's most visited museum, bringing in nearly 9 million people last year. And the Mona Lisa is its biggest attraction. But in online reviews, many museum goers complain about waiting in line for hours, the stuffy conditions, and only getting to spend a few seconds viewing the artwork. In an interview with French broadcaster France Inter, the museum's president and director, Laurence Decart, said the museum is now looking at improving both the conditions surrounding the iconic Renaissance painting, known in French as La Joconde, as well as the overall visitor experience.
Il faut réfléchir aux conditions de présentation.
Decart said the Louvre is actively working with France's Ministry of Culture on potential upgrades. The room exhibiting the Mona Lisa was last renovated in 2019. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
The death toll continues to climb in Kenya, where heavy rains and flooding have killed at least 70 people since mid-March. The capital of Nairobi has seen weeks of severe flooding, and weather officials in the country say this weekend will see more heavy rains. Other East African countries are also experiencing heavy rain, with 155 people reported killed in neighboring Tanzania. Mathew Barzal scored his second goal of the game 1 minute and 24 seconds into overtime as the New York Islanders beat the Carolina Hurricanes on Saturday 3-2. With the win, the Islanders avoided a sweep in their first-round series with the Game 4 win. Game 5 will be held Tuesday night in Raleigh, North Carolina. The Hurricanes are hoping to advance to the second round for the fifth time in 6 years. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.